Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Robert Greene. Okay, Robert Greene. Now his dates are from 1558 to 1592. Now let me first tell you that Robert Greene is one of the university wits. Okay, he has written works of drama and at the same time he has also written works of prose. Okay, in particular he has written prose pastorals. Okay, prose pastorals. And his most famous pastoral is called Pandosto. P-A-N-D-O-S-T-O. Pandosto. This came out in 1588. And this is important because later on this acts as a source material for Shakespeare's play The Winter's Tale. Okay? And anything connected with William Shakespeare automatically becomes important. Okay? From an exam point of view. Afterwards he has also written a very famous pamphlet. Or title thoda ajeeb sa hai inka, but let me tell you the title. Greene's groats worth of wit bought with a million of repentance. Okay? Quote, Greene's groats worth of wit bought with a million of repentance. Unquote. Now this was printed posthumously after the death of Robert Greene in the year 1592. And this is important because in this work we find the first printed reference to William Shakespeare. Okay? But in this work Robert Greene criticizes William Shakespeare. And you know he calls him an upstart crow. Okay? Within quotes, an upstart crow. U-P-S-T-A-R-T. Upstart. And crow, C-R-O-W. Okay? Now, from an exam point of view, this is important. They can ask you, where do we find the first reference, printed reference to William Shakespeare? It is in this work. Okay? Groats Worth. Short mein isko Groats Worth bolte hain, title ko. Okay? Now, another fact you should know about Robert Greene is that he is one of the most successful predecessors of William Shakespeare who wrote in blank verse. Okay? Blank verse romantic comedy. So Robert Greene is one of the most successful predecessors because we all know that after the university wits will come the next legend, next greatest writer, which is William Shakespeare. That let me tell you about another play that he has written. Now this play was regarded as the first successful romantic comedy. Okay? First successful romantic comedy in English. And the title is The Honorable History of Friar Bacon and Friar Bongay. B-O-N-G-A-Y. Bongay. Okay? The Honorable History of Friar Bacon and Friar Bongay. Okay? So, from an exam point of view, just remember the important works by Robert Greene. And also remember that Robert Greene is one of the university wits. The first important work that you should remember is Pandosto, The Triumph of Time. Okay? Ye puri title hai. Pandosto, The Triumph of Time. And this is just a kind of romance featuring a jealous king and a lost princess. And this is important because it serves as the primary source for Shakespeare's The Winter's Tale. Okay? Shakespeare's play called The Winter's Tale. After that, the important pamphlet that Robert Greene wrote called Greene's Groats Worth of Wit Bought with a Million Repentance. Now, this is a semi-autobiographical work. Okay, and it was written on his deathbed, on the deathbed of Robert Greene. And this is the pamphlet that contains a famous attack on Shakespeare. And it refers to Shakespeare as a upstart crow. Okay, upstart crow. And let me tell you the complete quotation jo ki yahan pe hai in Groats Worth, this work. Quote, an upstart crow beautified with our feathers, that with his tiger heart wrapped in a player's hide, supposes he is as well able to bombast out a blank verse as the best of you, in his own conceit, the only Shakespeare in a country. Unquote. Okay? So this clear criticism of William Shakespeare. And finally, I told you the name of a romantic comedy. The name is The Honorable History of Friar Bacon and Friar Bongay. Okay? This was the first successful romantic comedy written in English. Okay?